Here is another Explorer tape taken from the research files of the Monroe Institute of Applied Sciences. This particular episode is quite recent, and we are presenting it now at the urgent request of those who have heard it here at the Institute. It represents a first-time event for us and caught us quite by surprise. It took place during a visit with one of the non-physical friends of ROMC. Without further comment, here is what took place.
We work with the energies surrounding the earth, the energies in the air. We work with the energies of the sun, and we work with very fine energies that cannot be described in earth terms. There are levels of energy beyond the earth level, and these energies we work with each time that a session takes place. The balance of the energies in the earth level can make a difference in the nature of the transmission. If there is static in the vibrations, the energy levels in any area in the physical, we use the term static. That is, when the balance is not perfect, then the transmission will not be exactly what it is meant to be. It is impossible to have a 100% transmission, and this is why when material is sent through to the earth level, it is never a 100% accuracy, because there are always levels that are not in the complete balance. Also, there is a continual fluctuation during the process in the energy balances. Now we are speaking specifically of the energy level of this physical body, of this entity who is willing to let us transmit through her. Her physical level is in an inverted process at this time, and it is a very good level for her cleansing as she is working in the inner healing that is very important on the earth level. It is a process that all physical beings should indulge in for the cleansing and for the regeneration of the inner cells. The process of fasting is very important, and many of the natural beings on earth, the animals, will use the fasting process on a regular basis. When their bodies become ill, they know immediately to go into the fasting process to allow the energies to invert and to allow the inner cells to do their process of in working on the energies from the internal functioning. At this time, the energy process in this physical body has inverted, and therefore this presents a situation in what we were going to do at this time. The inverted process means that the energies that normally are working outwardly into the universe have turned inwardly, and the inner cells are able to function in a different way. The inner cells are working in a speeded up process and in a different manner than they usually function in. And this is why it is an important cleansing and healing bowl, because it allows the major organs of the body to have a period of relaxation, with the exception of the heart and the blood flow. But it allows the organs of the body to regenerate right down to the smallest cell. And the energy bursts forth from each cell in a different way within the physical body. Normally, the energies will be sent outward, and the food is the energy process that creates the flow in a different manner, which goes outward into the universe from the body. But during this process, when the food is not involved, the energies are inverted and the cleansing takes place. It is a regeneration and a very important aspect of not only healing, but to prolong the physical life. A human or a physical body that has a regular fasting period throughout the lifetime, a regular process of fasting, will be prolonged by several years, because the physical body functions on its own energies in a different way than it functions when the food energies are in the body. And it is important to give the organs a rest from their normal functioning, so that the minute cells of the body can expand and operate in a different manner. It gives every cell in the body, it puts every cell in the body into an active mode in a different way, and it is extremely important for physical beings to listen to the attunement of the body. The body in itself is a living entity. And if the soul and mind will listen to the body will tell it many things. And it is important to get into the attunement of the physical body. And this soul has tuned into this necessity and importance. And it is very helpful to us. However, we say that at this point, the session that we had talked about is not going to function as we had planned because of the nature of the energies. We have something very special, however, that we want to do with you today, and would like to ask this dear soul to break the fast as of today, because she has performed that which is necessary to this point, and we would like to take up on tomorrow that which we were going to do today, to work with the creation process, because the energies in the creation process, which we will need every aspect of energy, the inner body will have been regenerated, but we will need the energies to be not inverted, but working out into the universe for what we need to do. We need the full aspect of energies. However, what we will do, and this will be a very important session for you, because this is a follow-up to what we were speaking of in our last session. We spoke to you of the the tie-in between the earth level of souls that have been in the earth and have stepped out of the physical body, but are very close to the earth. And in many cases, these souls are not aware that they are no longer in the physical body. However, these souls need help. There are many, many millions of souls that are surrounding the earth in the feeling that they are still in their physical body and are locked into a time zone. And it is necessary to some way to penetrate their time zone, to relate to them individually and talk with them and help them become aware that they are no longer in the physical body. There are different processes to take and different methods. And the sensitivity of the person that works with these souls is very important because it is a type of a counseling session. It is important to help this soul be aware of the fact that they are no longer in the physical body, and therefore it is okay first to allow the soul to express themselves as to where they think they are in the time zone, to relate their situation and their personhood as they know it, and to first express themselves fully as to their time level and the nature of their situation. And then as you can talk with this person and go into their reality and relate to them, and they often will relate to you out of because you are in the earth level, they are thinking they are still in the earth body, and therefore you can relate to them much more clearly than anyone from our dimension because they are not aware of our presence. We send levels of light and energy continually into their thought forms, trying to penetrate and trying to get through to them. But often it takes someone from the earth level to make them aware of their situation, and then they can see the light. And if they realize that they have dropped the body and have died in earth terms, then we can take over and take the soul onto a level where we can help them to recuperate and then to get them adjusted into their new vibrations, into their new situation. Therefore, if you help a soul become aware of their earth situation and help them to turn them over to us, we are then able to work with the soul. Now, let me tell you that we can send these souls into this channel through a special light beam, a special ray of energy. We can send this soul, this personality, into this physical body. It is a special process. And when we work with these souls, we are able to do this. And then from the level of the earth body, from this physical body, the soul can speak through this channel. And then as a result, you can speak to this soul and help them to become aware of their situation. And once they are enlightened that they have died, often sometimes you must shock them into this realization if they cling to the fact that they think that they are still living in an earth body. You must follow your intuition as to how to help them to realize that they have passed on. And each situation is different, as each personality is very unique and each person is very special. You learn through the process of working with these souls. Now, we say once they have realized that they are no longer in the physical body, then you must ask them to search, you can ask them several questions. One is if there is anyone that they know and love that has passed on into the other side, someone that is close to them. And this tie of energy is important in helping to bring them across, because if they have someone that is close to them and they know has passed on, ask them to look for them, look around and see if they see this person or if they hear a voice. If they have heard it, or if they can hear at the time the voice of a loved one, or if they can see them. Also, there is another process to ask them to just look around and describe what they see. We send our helpers to them. They are with them all the time, trying to get through to them. And often they will see, but they will not see. And once the revelation has been made that they have passed out of the physical body, they then can become aware of our presence. And therefore, you have done a very great, great deed. You have performed a great service in helping to cross the boundaries of energies, breaking into their time level of energy and releasing it into the level outside of the earth, outside of the physical. And therefore, then we can take over and help the soul then to work in the other levels. These souls are so locked in that they cannot even... They are locked in a time zone, and they cannot even reincarnate into the earth until they have been brought back into a level and a period where they must grow and learn and become aware of their freedom and the levels of their energy. We are going to send through to you now a soul who has been lost in the time zone. And we are doing this on this day instead of talking about creation, because the energies of this body are such that it will be very helpful. We will be able to work from the earth levels because of the inverted nature of this physical body at this time, and we can do this in many, many situations, but we find that the physical energies are much better today for this process, this teaching, and then the one which we had planned. But we ask that you resume a session as soon as possible to continue on the creation story, which we would like to continue with. It is one of the most important sessions for us, and we want the energies to be just perfect for it. And we ask this physical being to break the fast and be prepared for this session, which we have, and the energies will be in the exact state of being where we can work with this higher creation, a story, and the lesson which we want to teach. Now, we are ready. Do you have questions before we bring in the lost entity, so you can question, so that you will be ready to work with this soul? If you have any apprehensions, do let us know. Or if you have questions where we can help prepare you a little further for this process, do ask the questions.
I have one basic question, and that is that in any event, you still can remove this lost soul from the physical body of this entity. Is that true?
We are in complete control of the energies of this lost soul as far as relating this soul into this body. This body, this physical soul has worked with many of these entities before and has helped to release many. She is one who has a special ability and the right energies for us to work through. Her energies are very strong, and there has never been a situation or a problem because we have her surrounded with very special light, and the energy that comes in is locked into a special energy capsule and is penetrating. We are able to penetrate it into her aura so that she is able so that the soul is able to speak through her vocal cords and the personality is able to come through. But at any time we are able to take this soul capsule out of her energy body. There has never been a problem, and we do not anticipate one, because she is of the very, very equal balance of energy that makes it easy for us to work in this way with the lost souls. There are special beings on the earth level who have the right foundations of energy, and she, being of the earth, she is an earth sign, the Capricorn, a double Capricorn, and has much strong earth in her, and the energies of the strong earth being is very helpful to us in being able to bring in the soul capsule to work and then to release. There is never a problem of a soul getting caught into this aura because we work very carefully. This is a very special process, and this is part of the lesson which we are showing to you. This is not the possession situation we described. That is a completely different situation where the soul goes into the aura of a being that has a like attraction. But this is a different source of energy. This being that we will bring into the consciousness level will be one that is thinking, is aware, or that it is alive, but it thinks that it is still in its physical body, and it is not aware that it is in another physical body. And that is also another process that you can use to ask this being to touch its physical body and see if it feels like the one that it has always had. And often it realizes that it is a foreign body to them, and that also is a shock to the soul and a good process of the shock to make it realize that it is not in its physical body. And when this realization comes, we can take the soul out and can relate directly to the soul. We can work with the energy levels of these souls in many ways, but we cannot relate to them directly because they will not perceive our presence. And that is the basis of what we need help on from the earth level, is to help the soul perceive our presence. And of course the soul will perceive your presence because they are very close in the earth level. Is this understandable to you?
Yes, thank you. As you can observe, my main concern is fundamentally for this dear entity that is helping in this process. So
we will say that there are many levels of souls that are lost, and the ones that we send through are those who are right on the verge of the level of coming through. There are many that are in such darkness that we would not attempt to bring them in because of their nature, because it would take much more for them to come to the realization. But there are many delightful souls, beautiful personalities that are lost in the universe just from the ignorance of being locked into a special thought form. Sometimes it comes from the trauma of the event of their death, and it is so traumatic that they are locked into the very recent fear, the past, the fear that they had just before they entered the death process, and this fear itself can lock them in. Therefore, we will bring through only those souls that are right on the verge of enlightenment, or who are in need, a crying need of help. And these are the souls that we work with. There are those, as we say, that need much, much help on many other levels that we work with all the time. All souls have surrounding them many, many helpers. There are many levels, and that is where no soul is lost in the universe. There is no such thing as a lost soul. This is a concept that was created in the earth level, that there are souls that go into a level of hell and will always be lost. This is strictly an earth concept and is not the reality of the situation, because in this universe, every soul has all levels of consciousness, the highest and the lowest, and those souls that seem to be lost in their lower levels are those souls that are locked into their very, very slow vibration, and therefore it is a matter of helping to bring the soul out of the slower vibration into other higher levels of their own being. Therefore, those souls that are lost, there are lost souls that are living in the body, and there are lost souls that are living out of the body, but there is no such thing as being lost in eternity, because there is no such thing as time, and therefore it is a continual process of working with these souls, bringing them out of the time capsule. We work with the souls, all souls, in all levels, whether they are in the body or out of the body. It is a continual process of helping souls become aware of their natures. And now we are ready, if you are ready.
Yes, we will do our best to help.
Just be aware that the person will speak through this body, and do not be surprised as to what happens. Relate the best way that you know how to this personality, just as you would speak to any personality.
I will indeed.
You have worked with these souls on many levels, and you are well, very well prepared for this work, because you travel out and work with them quite often. In fact, you might meet a familiar soul.
That would be very interesting.
We will have to shift energy patterns, and it will take a few minutes of Earth time as we bring this soul into this capsule, into this energy body.
Thank you. We will wait. Now is a very appropriate time to turn over the cassette, and the event itself will be forthcoming. So take out your cassette and begin the second side.
so cold. Oh, it's so cold out in this water. Oh, my God. Oh, God, if you can send someone. Oh, it's so cold. It just seems I've been floating out here. Oh, for so many days. It's so cold and I don't see any. Don't see any of my shipmates.
But I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Who's calling?
This is a friend, and I can hear you.
It's it.
Yes.
Where are you?
Are you
floating?
Yes, and I'm not far from you.
Are you floating on a log?
I'm close to you.
The ship went down. It went down in the night. And I've been floating out here.
Yes, and I can hear you, and you can talk to me now.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Where are you? It's so dark.
It's all right. I'm close by, but I can hear you if you talk.
I've been calling for help for at least 12 hours. I lost track of time.
What is your name?
But there was this explosion.
What is your name so I can talk to you?
Patrick.
Patrick?
Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's good to hear a voice.
I'm glad. I'm glad I can talk to you, Patrick. What happened, Patrick?
I was in the kitchen preparing the evening meal, and all of a sudden it became very warm, and there was an explosion, and the next thing I knew, I was floating... floating out in the darkness, and it was cold, and I grabbed a log, and I felt very alone. I haven't been able to see any of my shipmates.
Right. Mm-hmm. What is your address, and where was the kitchen? Where is the kitchen that you this happened? Where was your home?
It is in the ship that I have worked in for several years, and I am from my native country of Scotland, and I have worked in the kitchen of my ship, and this is my means of making a living, and I spend at least 9 months of my year on the water, which is my natural habitat. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to spend my time in the water. It is very cold, and I have a fear of sharks.
I can understand that. What is the name of your ship?
My ship, it is the ship, the Larabelle. It is a small ship, and I have been fortunate to work on the Larabelle for several years. We transmit lumber and other materials from Scotland across the bay to other countries where there is a need of materials.
What port did you last sail from? Where did you just now sail from? What was the name of the port?
The port. My mind is not clear. It seems we sailed out of Ireland the last time.
What was the name of the port that you sailed out from this last voyage? Where you began this last voyage?
It seems so long ago. My mind is not clear. We sailed. What year is it? It is in the 1879. And we sailed from Bar Bay Harbor in Scotland.
Patrick, what's your last name?
O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, O'Shaughnessy. Oh, yes, that's a good name.
Friend, who are you? Where are you?
My name is Robert, and I am Scotch also.
Robert, I have been calling for help. How did you hear my... How did you hear my call?
It was not hard. It was not hard.
I'm sorry. I don't...
Now, Robert, this is Robert speaking. And, Patrick, I came to talk to you because you called and I came. So now you can hear me, and that's good.
Thank you. It's so dark out here. I'm holding on to a log, but it's so cold, and I don't see any of my shipmates. I don't see the ship. It was dark when I hit the water, and I grabbed the first thing that I could. I think I grabbed hold of a beam. But no, I called, and I called, and I haven't heard anyone talk, heard your voice. I feel happy that you've answered.
That's fine, Patrick. Where were you born? Where were you born in Ireland? In Scotland?
Where was I born?
Mm-hmm.
I was born in a small village of Oban. Oban. A very small village.
What was your birth date?
I was born in 1821.
What part of Scotland was this little small?
It is in the northern part of Scotland.
In the northern part, mm-hmm.
There are many, many. It is. I was born in the water. I've been a sailor all my life, but I don't like to stay in the water this long. I must have been here overnight at least 12 hours, and it's so cold. I really. Can you help? Can you help?
Yes, let's see if we can get you out.
Can you get me out of the water?
I think we can.
Where are you? I can't see you.
Well, if you just listen in to me very carefully, I believe we can get you out. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, it's a very cold. It's cold because it's in December.
If you are on a boat, can I reach for you? You can reach and come to where I am and come to my friends. And one of the ways you can do this is, is your mother and father still alive?
Oh, no, my mother, my father, they died of a flu when I was yet a young lad. It was quite sad because we were such a close family. I have four brothers and sisters, and we were all quite young. And to lose our parents was so, so tragic. To see my parents again. I have called for their help, but I have not heard.
Well, look around.
Lost.
I think that if you look up, if you look up above you somewhere and look and remember how they looked and look for them and look above you somewhere, and I think you may see either your mother or your father, and you may hear their voice. Listen very carefully and look up over you somewhere.
I barely have my head out of the water. If I could just see them. I think that I have been in a coma because I have seen flashes of faces around me, but I just know that I'm still alive, and I'm clinging to my log.
Well, one of the things you have to consider now, and then this is what I am here to help you do, help you find your mother and your father, because you are like them now. You are like them now.
I am like them?
Yeah, you are like them. You have graduated. You have grown, and you're ready to move into another place.
By golly, you mean that I am not? I am.
You no longer need to be. swimming in the water anymore. You can go much beyond that now.
By golly.
You can.
I don't need to hold on to the log.
No, let go of the log.
I'll let go of the log.
Let go of the log.
And see what happens.
And see what happens.
I just feel relaxed. I must have... Are you saying that when the boat exploded, that I died?
Yes, and it's not so bad. It's quite good, as a matter of fact.
Well, I'm still alive.
But you naturally are still alive. You do not die when your physical body dies.
I know.
And so you are free now to do many, many, many things that you never could do before.
I feel so light. I've been clinging to my log and to my life, my boat, my ship. I just have been clinging because that was all I ever had in my lifetime. My boat, my family, I can let go. And now
you can let go because you're free.
I'm free.
You're free.
I feel like I'm floating above the water.
You can do that.
I feel lighter.
You're free, beautifully, wonderfully free.
I see a hand who is reaching for me.
Just let this freedom come to you.
He's reaching for me. Oh, by golly. Who is reaching? Someone is reaching their hand out to me.
And there will be a light growing for you, and you'll be able to see in a new way.
It is lighter. Oh, the darkness has lifted. I have released the ship. I have released. I feel like I'm floating. I'm floating above the water. I can see I said my mother.
Yes.
It is my mother.
Yes. And you can move on now.
It's my mother. My father. Mom reaching for me. I have missed you so much. Oh, I'm so happy.
And you can go with them now. You're free. You're free to go with them.
For crying. I feel so happy. I don't know who you are, but you help.
I am a friend.
And you thank can, you.
And you're free, Patrick. You are very free.
Thank you. They're
good.
Taking me. They're
good.
Selling me. I can come to the window to a place that's quite beautiful. It's so good to get out of the water and out of the darkness. Thank you.
There are many friends waiting for you. Go on and away. You're free. You're free.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
And goodbye. You're free. Real time, 1 hour plus.
Say thank you for the very fine job which you have done in helping to release this soul that was locked into its own thought form and fear form. Thank you. We have been able to take this soul with the energies of its closest earth relatives, dearly beloved parents, and there is a grand reunion taking place and great light surrounding all of them. You have done a great service for not only for us, but for this soul. And now the soul has transmitted into a new level of energy and will be able to continue on from there. It is
this is what we have tried to describe as thought forms and fear forms where souls can get locked in. However, we do not want souls that are alive in the earth body to be afraid that they will be locked into these levels for many years of earth time, because that fear in itself can create a fear around them. We want earth beings that are in the earth body to become aware of what can happen so that they will know immediately upon the process of death. They will feel the change in their physical levels. It is the emotional process that does not change and is locked into the physical level. Immediately upon transformation, the physical body is in a completely different state. The energies change, because once the physical has dropped, there is a much the level is much lighter, as you understand. The mental levels are performing very much the same, even though they are also on a different level of vibration, a much more speeded up level. But it is the emotional level that locks the soul into the earth plane and keeps them locked into the physical. And we say to all who would listen to this, to all who would hear, to know that immediately upon dropping the physical body, there is a transformation, a lightness of the physical, a lightness. The mind is in control, and it is always should be in control on the physical level. You have the same capacities, but there is a change in the density of the energies. However, because the earth is an emotional level, often souls are locked in strictly because of the emotional. There are times when the mental thought forms can lock souls in because of training that is put into the mind. Certain concepts that a soul will sleep for eternity until trumpets will sound. Often there are souls who have been trained through religious thought forms that certain things will happen upon death, and when this thought goes into the mind and it is encapsulated within the soul, upon dropping the physical body, this thought form can keep the soul locked into a state where they think they are sleeping and waiting for the trumpet to sound. We often have trouble relating to these souls because they do not hear our trumpets. They are waiting for the trumpet to sound, but sometimes souls will wait until they get bored and just will open their spiritual eyes and look around and realize that they are still alive, and that even though the trumpet has not sounded, that they are alive and well. And often at this stage we can begin working with the souls, but we say that the soul can be locked into the emotional thought forms and also into the mental thought forms. And this is why that sometimes that concepts of that is put into the minds, strong concepts of the what will happen to a soul immediately upon transformation. These thought forms can also lock souls into the earth level, and many times for many thousands of years. And it is in the earth time, of course, as we have said over and over, there is no time, and it is only a second of eternity. But if measured in earth time, sometimes it seems it is it can go for many, many years. Therefore, we say now to all who would be, any who would listen to this, not to become afraid that once upon dying you will be locked into a level and not know that you have died, just upon the realization of what happens to you upon the death process. That in itself is important to reveal to you that you lock yourself into levels, mental and emotional levels. In fact, many are locked into emotional and mental and even physical confinement. Even during the physical life, you confine yourself in your thought forms, within your fears. You hide behind levels of where you lock yourself into tiny capsules of fear and into levels of thinking, mental concepts that can be religious concepts or other concepts, that if you lock yourself in just strictly without learning or growing or releasing, often you can be locked in throughout a physical lifetime and when the body drops, because it is that that keeps you locked in, whether the body is alive in the physical plane or whether the body is alive in the spiritual or the etheric plane. And we want you to know, friends, on the earth level, that if you are aware of levels of your consciousness and are aware of the ways in which you lock yourselves in, release all of the thought forms of emotional, thought forms of anger, and the thought forms of hostility that you hold toward others, always realizing that it is only you who suffer because you lock yourself into the thought form of anger, the thought form of hostility, and it harms yourself more than others. At the same time, your thought form can penetrate into the aura of those that you send anger toward or hostility toward. Thought forms are very, very powerful, and they not only stay within your level, but they float out into the atmosphere and they penetrate directly to that person to whom you send the hostility or the anger. And also fear thought forms can penetrate to others. Therefore, it must be worked upon within each individual to release of hostility and anger and the thought forms that actually harm you, your own soul level, yourself, more than others. However, thought forms of anger, hostility, fear also do penetrate into other levels. Therefore, you not only harm yourself, but you also harm others. And therefore, when you have these thought forms and are filled with anger and resentment, and there are souls who carry resentment and these capsules within them for many years of earth time, you must break into these levels and release any resentment from past. Often souls will carry these capsules of resentment and hostility through several lifetimes, and it is important to break these, release these capsules out, release them if they are broken. Do not release them to others. Release them from within and surround them with the light of your higher being, and pray in the terms used by the earth in asking for help to release these, because often there are subconscious thought forms and energy forms of hostility and negativity that are embedded within the emotional life of individuals, and these must be broken into and released. The higher levels of love are the levels of energy, and light can help to penetrate into these thought forms. And each soul has within them the capacity, the higher energies of love. Each soul has within them these most intense levels, but until they release some of the energies of the thought forms of hostility, they cannot penetrate into the levels of love, which is a level of energy that is within the entity, within all life. It is the pure form of energy. This is what love is. It is the pure form of energy that recognizes itself within all levels of life, in all levels of energy. It is the highest level of energy within every life form. And this is the essence of love. It is that which recognizes itself, the highest level of energy. And ask for this energy, those who want to have the thought forms and the emotional fear and emotional hostilities and that which can lock them in to their lower selves, to have this penetrated, ask for help. There is always, with each cry of help, there is always an answer. There are many, many life forms, the higher levels that immediately come to the help. Ask and you shall receive. This is a universal law. There are many angels, so to speak, whatever you would call, whatever term you would use. There are many helpers that are there in the universe waiting to help you to be released into your higher selves. And this is why we are showing and demonstrating how the thought forms, emotional thought forms of fear, emotional thought forms of hostility, resentment, is a soul locks themselves in, and the light cannot always penetrate. There are just little areas hidden back in the dusty corners of the soul where the soul will release some and say, but I cannot forgive this. I cannot forgive. But it is you must forgive. The forgiveness must come for every soul. It is something that holds a being down, a soul down. If you do not forgive and forget and release the energies and let the higher love energies, which is a part of all souls, all energies in the universe, release and receive the realization, the higher freedom of being in the higher form of life.
Thank you very much. We will remember and pass along this very, very important event. And there you have it, the Patrick event, as we call it. What you have heard is exactly as it took place. Take away the moving drama involved, if you can, and consider a technology, a knowledge, a science that can move the personality of a Patrick from a locked-in illusion into the physical body of our explorer so that he can use that physical body all under careful control. Having encountered such technology many times before, I should have had more faith. One thing, we have verified that there is a village of Orban in Scotland. Our associate in London will try to find out and verify if a Patrick O'Shaughnessy was born in Orban in 1821, if his parents did die of the flu, if he did have four brothers and sisters, if he was the cook on a lumber ship called Laura Bell, which sailed out of Barbay Harbor and was lost in 1879. We'll let you know the results. What are your comments? This is Robert Monroe saying, that's enough for now.